I'm glad they made these bar stools quite small. And when we decided we'd have bar stools to sit on, I had visions of... Are any of you old enough to remember the two Ronnies? Yeah, Ronnie Corbett, you know, always swinging his little legs on the chair. So they've got this nice little thing here I can rest my feet on. I think you probably touch the floor there, John, don't you?
I don't think so.
Fantastic. So, John, we chose this idea of world peace, which is a very kind of general idea that lots of people aspire to, as our theme. It's clearly something that many people really want and have tried really hard to do. We've got the United Nations, we've got all sorts of global organizations, but we seem to be as far away as ever, really, from achieving that idea. Why do you think that is?
Well, from my own understanding, being born in Nigeria in the late 60s, Nigeria was in a civil war, and it was difficult for many people at that time. But the best answer to that will be Jesus' response to a question in John chapter 14, verse 27. He said, "My peace I give you." And he said, the next verse was quite touching. He says, "Not like the world give. This is a peace that surpasses every understanding." Jesus was talking about an unusual kind of peace. He was talking about the kind of peace that the world don't know. Because the kind of peace the world know is selfish. I remember a few years ago when I just got married. And my understanding of peace was if my wife did everything I wanted, then there was peace at home. But that was the kind of peace that humans will want. The kind of peace that is pleasing to themselves. Not the type of peace that God actually intends.
Okay, John. My own view is, I think in that video clip, it's quite interesting. You see various kinds of peace, don't you? The first one is there's war. So as Tolstoy wrote the great book, War and Peace. There's fighting in the family. And I think all of us have experienced that to some degree. There's fighting, quarreling between individuals as well. There's fighting between organizations. And it's an incredible thing that it's possible to have that peace. But to me, it boils down to me as an individual. It's my responsibility that if I and you and each one of us could actually be peacemakers ourselves, then we would have all those kinds of peace. And I think that's the one thing that people don't really address, that it boils down to me.
Yes, actually, the Bible has shown us the nature of man. The nature of a man is extremely selfish. Everything about man from the time man fell in the garden was about himself. And that's why the idea of war is an act of selfishness. And that's where all the whole disobedience of the whole world comes about. We, as humans, are very selfish.
I think, actually, if we searched our own hearts, probably all of us really would agree with that, because we'd probably all own up to the idea that I am. We are selfish to some degree or other. Do you think that, John, then, it's hopeless, this idea of peace?
No, it's not. God himself showed us the way back to selflessness. Three approaches that God gave us in the Bible are this. One, he sent us his son to show us the pattern of selflessness. Jesus, having not sinned, was judged and killed for the sins of all. You remember the parable? Several parables he told in the Bible. It's all about unity, about oneness. And says it's not all about me, it's all about us. The second thing the Bible tells us is that he sent his son to die on the cross. And the third thing, he sent his Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with different kind of love.
So, John, just looking at those three things, the first thing we've said is Jesus was a fantastic example, and even other religions would probably agree that Jesus was, he's depicted in the Bible, was an amazing and selfless person. But what kind of peace did Jesus want to bring by dying on the cross. Why was that? That's obviously a huge part of Christianity, this person dying on the cross. Why was that necessary to bring peace?
Yes, because man was under the curse of the law, the curse of sin. Man had become selfish, and there was no way forward until someone who understood selflessness came to show an example. So Jesus came to die that all might understand that God's love for us was beyond our understanding.
Right. So he came so that we each one of us individually could have peace with him.
That's correct.
Through the cross, yes. through that sacrifice. Great. And then the last thing, which I think is such an interesting thing, you talk about the Holy Spirit. Why is the Holy Spirit important in all this? I'm sure for some of us here, the idea of the Holy Spirit is something completely foreign. Who is this Holy Spirit, and what does he come to us to do?
Well, I'll just share my testimony on how I encountered the Holy Spirit. And I was about 9 years old. I was born into a Christian family, but I wasn't born again. And I was attending this lovely Christian school. On this particular day, we were told that a known preacher was coming to kind of lead us and teach us some things about the Bible. And there was a huge crowd. I'm talking about 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people were gathered in the stadium. And I was very upset because I couldn't go to bed early that night, which I wanted to. So I had said to myself, I'm going to stone the preacher. So I had a lot of stones in my knicker, and there was a tree behind the stadium. I'd climbed this tree, and I said to myself, because the preacher was blind, and I said, there's no way he's going to see me anyway. So when he begins to preach, and when he says, everyone should let's pray, I just began to throw the stones. And I climbed the tree, found a very beautiful position, and I was going to throw the stone. And the preacher stood up, took the microphone, and said, there's a young boy on the tree. You've made up your mind to stone me today, but God said I should tell you to come down and come straight to me. There were a lot of young children on the tree. So I said to myself, oh, that can't be me. Somebody else actually wasn't throwing a stone. And most of the kids there went down. They went to the preacher. He touched them on the head and says, no, it's not you. 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 You're still on that tree. Can you please come down now? And I said to myself, God, can this be me? And the Holy Spirit said, yes, it is you. Go down. And I went there, met this preacher. And as soon as he held my hand, he said, yes, it is you. You have stones in your pocket. I want you to take the stones out and put them on the floor. 9 year old, I was very angry. I was very shameful. I was very sad. But I took the stones out and laid them right by the feet of this preacher. And he prayed for me. And I must say to you that my first 9 years as a human being was my most terrible years. For those who knew me, they wouldn't want to talk to me in school. Everyone would run away from me. I was that dreadful to other kids. But the love of God touched me, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. It didn't just end there. All my years as a person, I have been influenced, I've been guided, I've been kind of inspired by the love of God through the Holy Spirit. And I believe that Holy Spirit is available to everyone today. And that's where you can find true peace, in the Holy Spirit, because he's the Spirit of peace. All he wants to do is to reconnect you to the love of God from the beginning, the love that surpasses every understanding.
That's fantastic, John. Thanks very much. I could ask you so many questions, but we can wait for the answers. You can ask John afterwards if you like. I think it's the greatest hope of Christianity that something happens inside that turns us from being a selfish person into a selfless person. And I had the same experience as John when I was 17. It's not a finished work, as my wife will tell you, but it's that we have hope that we can become peaceful people, that in arguments we can be the ones that step back, and we don't always have to win the argument ourselves. So there's going to be lots of time later to talk and do chat to John and me about it. Thank you very much, John. So Paul is going to just explain to you, to us, about the lunch and different things. And then we're going to sing one final song, which David, I think, is going to introduce. So the musicians, do you want to come up now and just retake your places?
Fantastic. It's been lovely today to be able to share our fellowship, our friendship together. I hope you've really enjoyed today. We're going to share some food together. It's lovely to be able to enjoy food. It's a great experience. I've loved the whole variety from flavors, new textures. Fantastic. Just before we do, and before we sing our final song, I wanted just to give you an invitation. If today, if you're visiting today and you thought, I've heard today, I'd really like to find out some more, we run a course called Alpha. And we've run it many times. I've been on Alpha many times. And just wanted to say that it's a fantastic opportunity to explore some of the big questions. John, Nick have been telling us a little bit about those big questions. Just got a 1-minute promo video just to show you a little bit about. Bear Grylls is going to tell us a little bit about Alpha. David, lights, please.
What does it take to live a life of adventure? The truth is, the first step is always the hardest. That's the one that takes the most courage. But I've learned not to run from that fear and just do it. My Christian faith can be a little up and down, like any relationship. It has struggles and it has doubts. But it's so often brought light to a dark path, warmth to a cold mountain, and strength to a failing body. I remember crawling onto the summit of Everest and clearing the snow from my mask to see the curvature of the earth at the edges. But finding a simple faith that empowers my life, to me, that's been my greatest adventure. Got questions about life? Try Alpha.
That's great. Can we have the lights back on then? Good old Bear Grylls. We're going to sing a final song here. Now, these wonderful people here, you see Paul hovering there at the back, are essentially youth. I was going to say teenagers, but there's one or two in there, just a tiny bit older. There'll be prizes for those that guess the ones that have just crept above those teenage years. But they're going to sing a song that we've already sung, but David is going to introduce it to us. So would you like to stand?
So this song, as people may know, is a song I got when I went to South Africa last year. And it's about how we hold on to Jesus, how important it is to hold on to Jesus when the times are tough or good. It's important to hold on to Jesus. So we're going to sing in different languages. We're going to worship God. Let's go.
We better carry on. It's always a danger when you ask people to welcome people that they'll never stop. I'd like to... some of you know my younger brother. I want to introduce you today to my big brother, John Haruna. He'll probably say something about his clothes. I'm doing my best to look British. I don't know what traditional British dress is. Is it jeans and a T-shirt? So I've got this little bow tie with British colours. It's the best I can do. But it's nice to see... lots of color around the room. Anyway, my big brother.
Good morning, church. Good morning, everyone. Today is another beautiful day. I was expecting it to rain, so I had this lovely umbrella that I'll just come in with the umbrella over my head and walk majestically into the church. But I was disappointed. As soon as I stepped out of my house, the sun was bright and beautiful, and I knew that I was going to meet something even better. Today, I decided to come as an Indian. This dress was given to me by one of my senior colleagues. And the story behind is more bizarre than the clothes itself. And I don't think I'll have time to go into that today. We are once again welcome to this lovely service. And I'd like the young ones, if you just want to pray for us today, just come up and just lead us in prayers. Anyone who wants to lead us in prayers, anyone, just come up and lead us in prayers. Thank you. Shall we all rise, please?
Oh Lord, I thank you for today. I just hope that you'll be able to fill us with the Holy Spirit and we'll be able to know you more. I just thank you for the celebration of cultures and countries. And I just thank you, Lord, for the ability to respect one another.
Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, that this is our third International Day. Thank you that we can see other people's cultures and other people's foods. Thank you that you've brought us all together and we're all one in you. Amen. Father, Lord, I thank you for everyone here today, Lord. I thank you for help for bringing everyone here, Lord. I thank you for all that you've done for all of us. And I pray, Lord, that today will be a very special day for all of us. Amen.
Thank you, guys. We're going to start our singing with... we've got some songs. Do sit down for a second, if you like, just while the singers come. Today we are like flowers in the garden. As you can see, the lovely flowers are arriving. There's in creation, there is incredible unity. You know, flowers are not animals, and yet there's incredible diversity as well, isn't there? And it's wonderful that we can celebrate our differences as well as our unity. And we're going to sing today. There'll be some songs that you'll be familiar with, some songs that you won't be familiar with. But the first song that we're going to sing this morning is Amazing Grace. Hands up if you know Amazing Grace, or maybe you've even heard people humming the tune. We're going to have the words, I believe, are going to be on the overhead here. And it's going to be sung in different languages as well. So do participate as well as listen if you want to. So let's stand, shall we? Fantastic. Unstoppable. These Africans, they're not content with singing something once through. Wonderful. Now we've got some readings. If the readers would like to come up, Louise is going to introduce the readings. She's a teacher, so they should be good.
Good morning. It's such a privilege to be in a church where we have, as I was encouraging people to help out with our reading, to discover that we have people from every single continent represented within New Life. And I think that's just such an amazing amazing part of being here. And so we have just a flavour here of some of the languages and countries represented. So I'm just going to shuffle us all into order, if you don't mind. We have, first of all, we have Anna, who's from Russia, will be reading in Russian. So then if I could ask we've got notice on the floor from the singing, which is confusing us. We have, Veronica's very kindly was volunteered to read for us in Yoruba, a Nigerian language, so thank you. We have Chansa from Zambia, who's going to read in Bemba. We have Laura from Ireland, who's going to read in Gaelic. All the Irish contingent are there. We have Lalith, who's very kindly even rung Sri Lanka to get a copy of, who's going to read in Sinhalese for us. We're very privileged. Sherry from the Philippines, who's going to be reading in Tagalog. We have, you might notice from Regina's outfit, we're having Brazil represented with some Portuguese. Alma, who's a Swahili from Tanzania, our Swahili speaker. Ruth, who very kindly speaks a lot of languages and is going to read for us in Italian, so thank you. Tim, who's our German representative, reading in German. And we're going to finish with Rahel, who's from Ethiopia, is going to read for us in Amharic. So we have a good range of things. While they read their part, on the screen will have the verses in English, so you can read, but listen, and it's such a blessing to hear the Bible read in so many different languages. And know people across the world are reading his word today. So we're going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the greatest is love, or the way of love.
Если я говорю языками человеческими и ангельскими, а любви не имею, то я медь звенящая или кимвал звучащий.
mbani ebunwoli kini gbogbo imo ki gbogbo kini gbogbo asiri aye tabi igbagbo to gbona ti o le si oke ni idi ti un ko ba ni ife asan ni gbogbo re
na ngudinga pela ifiuma fiand fionse kukwa afwa abalanda na pela no muvili wandi kuti baoche lelo nganshikwete chitemwiko ni nshifionse ife tafimombele nelio chimo
to gruo gruo ahurkenel nak wilche eet nil gruo brudul nak wilche satalok
preme avanita nove atmartakami nove hanika nokipe napurasite darane kara nogani
hindi niya kinakatuwa ang masama, ngunit ikinagagalak ang katotohanan. Ang pag-ibig ay mapagpatawad, mapagtiwala, puno ng pag-asa, at mapagtiis hanggang kailan.
O amor jamais acaba, mas havendo profecias, desaparecerão. Havendo língua, cessarão. Havendo ciência, passará.
Kwa maana, tunafahamu kwa sehemu, na tunafanya unabii kwa sehemu.
Quando ero bambino, parlavo da bambino, pensavo da bambino, ragionavo da bambino, ma quando sono diventato uomo, ho smesso le cose da bambino.
Jetzt sehen wir alles nur wie in einem Spiegel und wie in rätselhaften Bildern. Dann aber werden wir Gott von Angesicht zu Angesicht sehen. Wenn ich etwas erkenne, erkenne ich immer nur einen Teil des Ganzen. Dann aber werde ich alles so kennen, wie Gott mich schon jetzt kennt.
እና አሁን ከሁሉም የሚቀረው እምነት ተስፋ እና ፍቅር ነው ግን ከሁሉም የሚበልጠው ፍቅር ነው
That was so beautiful wasn't it just hearing that in the different languages amazing I've never heard that we've never done that before that was just wonderful to hear Joe
Yeah, that was just amazing, guys. That was just fantastic. As someone who only speaks English and has failed miserably to learn another language, I just can't believe it when I hear people that can speak two languages or more than that. I think it's amazing. That was so beautiful. Now for something completely different, slightly different. I knew this week that John and Lola, who've been kind of promoting and telling people about the International Day, had been successful. When I went into a newsagent in North London and I saw the latest edition of the Peppa Pig magazine, and I think we've got a picture of it. Way! So this month, Peppa Pig is celebrating International Day. More than that, look, and look at this. She's come on International Day as the next picture. Way! She's dressed as France. She just needs to be... And her friend, Freddie Fox, is dressed as the United Kingdom. And he somehow sums up the United Kingdom's problem with all this, which is that we don't really have a national dress. Well, we don't. So I've come in my work clothes because that's all I could think of. So in a moment, the children are going to do a dance and a song. It's a song that we learnt in the summer, earlier in the summer. And it's about God's love and our love for him. And it's got the main line, which is in the chorus, makes a very bold statement. It says to God, I love you with all my heart. So it's a big thing to say, and it's something that maybe we can aspire to if we don't feel yet that we do. So there's a bit of a twist to this song. The main line, that line, I love you with all my heart, is sung in Spanish. So we need Ruth to come up again, because as well as doing some Italian and other things, she does some Spanish. She's coming up, and she's just gonna say the main words in Spanish, because I sound ridiculous when I say them. So I've got it written down for her.
So, te amo con todo mi corazón.
Could you do it again?
Yeah. So te amo con todo mi corazón.
Oh, there you go. You see, I wouldn't have sounded like that. Now, my notes say audience participation, but they do say in brackets voluntary. So there's going to be a video up here on the screen, and the children and some of the teenagers are going to come and dance. So would the guys like to come up? And we're going to show you a little bit of the action so that you can join in. So anybody who's at Carroty Woods is and remembers this is welcome to come. And Esseli and Eliza and Anna are going to lead us. We're going to need to move. Brilliant. So what we're going to do, if we could turn down the main lights and perhaps keep the stage lights on a little bit. Bit more lights off. Oh, that's good. That's good. You see, so if you join in, no one will see you anyway. So in a minute, we're going to ask you to stand up. Hang on. So I'm going to read it out and they're going to show you how it's done. So we need you to stand. We need you to stand with us. So I'll read it out. So it's te amo. So what do we do for that bit? You make a heart with your hands. Te amo. And you do this with your feet. Not hard. See, even I can just about do that. Te amo, I love you, con todo mi corazón. So you're still doing the same bit for that, okay? With all my heart, O Señor, with all my soul, O Señor, I love you, Lord. Yeah, brilliant. Let's do it one more time. Oh, it's terrible me having to read these words out. Te amo, I love you, con todo mi corazón, which I'm saying badly. With all my heart, O Señor, which is Lord. Can you see what they're doing with their feet? With all my soul, oh, Señor, I love you, Lord. Brilliant. I'm going to come out of the way and we're going to give this a whirl. We're going to put up the video.
Whilst we sing our next song, we're going to take an offering. As a church, we'd love to, God's blessed us so much, just love to give something back to him. Please, if you're visiting today, this is not for you, it's for people, members of the church. We'll put our bucket down here, and as we sing our next song, we're going to be able to give our offering. Matthew, come and tell us about this next song. Matthew, what song are we going to be singing, please?
Okay, so now we're going to sing a song called Lighthouse. And we love to sing this song here because it's all about the attribute of God, where he's like a shining light which leads us home. Just like a lighthouse leads ships home in the darkness, God's a shining light which guides ships close to shore, which guides ships to safety. So God's a shining light that leads us to safety. So that's what we're going to sing now. Awesome.
Let's all stand, shall we? If you have brought a preschool child, we've got a special half hour for them now. If you brought a preschool child, if you want to head out the door, if your child is preschool, now's the time. We've got a special half an hour of special time for them. So preschool children, now's your time to make a move. If you head out the door, please, that'd be fantastic. Anyone who's primary age, we're staying in to get yourself comfortable. But if you're preschool, now's the time to make a move. Head out the door at the back. We'll show you. We've got a special group called Sunbeams for the next half an hour. Everyone who is at school, settle down. Grab yourself a seat. We've got some more fun coming up.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paul. Anyone enjoying it so far? It's good, isn't it? I love these international days. We're going to just show a little video clip. So, Paul, could you do the lights? And what this is, in the last century, the second to last century, there was an American poet called Longfellow. Anybody ever heard of Longfellow? Yep. And he's a very famous poet. And he suffered quite a lot of tragedy in the American Civil War. As he was writing this poem, it was about Christmas time. And Christmas time always used to be a happy time. But his son had got injured and they weren't sure whether he was going to make it or not. And hundreds of people, thousands of Americans on either side were losing their lives on a daily basis. A very tragic war, like so many wars. Well, like all wars. And so he wrote this poem. And in this century, thanks, Pat, never fails. During this century, somebody rewrote the music of it. It's beautiful music. And then somebody has made a YouTube video putting pictures over it. Some of you might be familiar with one of the well-known nativity Christmas films. And so there are quite a few clips of that, some from Jesus of Nazareth in it as well, and some of war, actually, as well. So it's really quite a thought-provoking film. And after this, we're going to just have a little interview before our final song. So yeah, just let's watch this and absorb the message.